systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 102 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 7 p.m., but right now it's 8 p.m. live. How are you?
Pretty good. Better question, how are you?
I am awesome.
Yeah?
Yes. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday night show. Today just happens to be my birthday. No big deal. Just want to get that out of the way. And I never noticed it really because before... Oh, excuse me. Before we get into this, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out at. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you type shit that we read on the show. So, yeah, I never noticed it before because I don't know if I just didn't pay attention to it. And I haven't really had the Facebook thing and the MySpace thing since, you know, we got this show going and shit. But, like, I wake up this morning and I check my email and there's like 50 fucking messages in there from wow. People that I don't even fucking know.
Right. Just but the thing says, hey, it's this person's birthday.
Right. So it's like, oh, do I want to be an asshole and just ignore it? Or do
right.
I want to be
or
a
should
douche
I say something?
And be like, hey, happy birthday, yeah. Dude, I don't know.
Right. Because I really mean that.
And then I'm getting like these automated things from all these forums I'm a member of that
right.
I forgot I actually put in my real. Like sometimes I'll get birthday wishes on April 20th because I'll just. Throw that in there just
for, randomly
right yeah just whatever the fuck and then I'll get them on my real birthday now which is today so I'm 28 I'm 2 years to 30 and that's almost 50 and that's when I'm good so
unless that's when you're good
I was thinking about it today and like 50 I've pretty much done everything I've wanted to do
so at 50 you're just gonna give up
well no I don't think we're gonna make it much past you know 2012 depending on how the election goes but I was thinking about it today and if by the time I'm 50 I'm not in Amsterdam living in my houseboat on the canal owning a coffee shop / smart shop where we can do the show 5 days a week and have people come in and buy weed off our menu eat food and watch the live show and, you know, we'll have comics and that kind of shit. If I'm not there by the time I'm 50 and the world is still fucking spinning, then, yeah, I think I'm good. Yeah. Definitely, if not by 65, for sure.
Right. Like, if it's 50 and it looks like you might be close,
right.
Then you might stretch it a little.
Or if I'm still, you know, not crapping my pants and
right.
If I'm taking care of myself still
if
then,
you're a healthy 50-year-old
exactly yeah. And then I'll stretch it out but
which is unlikely
right I've already crapped my pants once we're not starting
and you weren't even 28 yet.
I know right we're not starting it off very strong
not at all
so oh we did the P.O. Box 3652 Kalispell, Montana 59903 if you guys want to mail us stuff. Today is the last day to get your pre-order $10 Jam Hole t-shirts. After today, they're going to be $15, and we should actually have them here within the next week or two. So then you guys can see them. You'll see the hoodies and shit like that. We'll have a couple models, probably Braden. And you guys can see what they look like and shit like that. So we'll show you that we're not bullshitting and being like, thanks for the money. Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, we are actually getting these made.
Right, yeah. Believe it or not, we are doing this. So, and also, tomorrow, the podcast award voting starts. So we will remind you guys on the Friday show. Every day, starting tomorrow until November 3rd, I believe, is it?
No idea.
3rd? Oh, cool, dude.
I just know it's like a week long.
Is it? Okay. So anyway, however long it is, we'll remind you guys. But we have to vote every single day if we want any chance in getting this award. So it's awesome that we got the nomination. We're getting a lot of new people seeing the show. checking it out and stuff. It would be even cooler if we could get that actual award. Because like I said before, if we win that thing, I will take a picture of Tim from Distorted View, since he's in the same category as we are, and I will paste it on the trophy, and I will have sex with it, and I will send him the picture.
That's
and,
great.
And probably the video.
And then you can send it to Keith.
Right, and then I will also send it to Tim's mother also.
Nice.
Because I have her address now.
What?
Thank you, Jamhole fans.
Wow.
So yeah, I did. I checked the P.O. box today, and we got a couple more packages. Thank you guys so much. Paulo, thank you for the books and the router. And Burger, thank you for the salvia. I got to work this morning at like 10 o'clock because, you know, it's my birthday. I didn't have a route today. And when I woke up, like, I'm waiting for the phone call that's like, hey, Ryan didn't show up today. You got to come in and do a salt.
And now you have a route.
Right. So I was just waiting for that. And it didn't happen. So I was like, yeah, dude, I get to just chill. I don't have a route today. I just got some cleaning to do and shit. So I go over to the P.O. box and check it. And there's the fucking, this little envelope with a Keith and the Girl sticker on it. And then there's a key in there for the parcel box. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, right on. I go in there and there's this huge fucking box. So yeah, I get back to the office and I'm opening up the thing. And it's like these two baggies, and I'm like, ooh, what is drugs? Nice, guys, thank you. I'm waiting to like open the P.O. box and like get rushed by the fucking the SWAT team, right, or whatever the fuck. But salvia is still legal. I don't know how. There's one video I heard Keith and the Girl talking about it. It's this guy. He starts out the video. He's like, I am going to attempt to drive on salvia.
Oh, I saw that.
And did you see it? Yeah. Like, he's not in his car. He starts out away from it and shit.
He's outside.
Like, he smokes it, and long story short, he doesn't even make it to the car.
No.
Like, he smokes it, and just, that's it. He's just like fumbling around with the keys and shit. He's like,
which is so great because you don't have to worry about people getting fucked up on salvia and then driving and causing
and
wrecks because they can't.
That's what I'm waiting for to happen. I don't understand how weed is illegal, mm-hmm, but salvia, it's like, hey, go right ahead. Like,
yeah.
You
just
cannot
get fucked out of your mind.
You cannot function on that shit. Like, I've done it quite a few times, and it is impossible to do anything but sit there and be like, ugh.
Yeah, I can, like, after you do it and you're, like, holding a bong or whatever, you can hardly, like, do any. You're like, I don't know what to do with
this.
Yeah,
you take the first hit, and you're good to go, and then as you go for the second hit,
yeah,
like, that's it.
You're done.
Yeah, if you get that second hit in, congratulations.
See, I actually did.
Did you?
Yeah,
hey,
but
congratulations.
Yeah, it was tough. I was like, couldn't do anything. Like, I had this big bong in my hands. I'm like, I don't know what to do with
this. It's very disassociative. It fucks your shit up really intensely for about 10 minutes. But when you're in it, it seems like it's forever. Like, you're like, when is this going to fucking end? Oh my God, I'm freaking out and shit. So, before we get into some other shit, we do have Rainey on the microphone. Say hi, Rainey.
Hi, Rainey.
And, but it, shh. And then also we have my brother and his girlfriend here. They're not mic'd or anything, but they are in the chat room. So if you guys want to say hi, that is my brother and his girlfriend. So yeah, say hi to them. They're chilling because it's my birthday. So, what else here? Oh, yeah, with the podcast award voting thing, we want you guys to send emails to, like, everybody in your contact list, because once the voting starts, all you have to do is go to podcastawards.com, and it's like a little multiple choice thing. So you just click the bullet.
It doesn't even have the option to vote
yet. But that's how it was last year. I assume that's how it's going to be.
I didn't see it last year.
Right. So all you have to do is just click the little button for which show you want to win in each category and hit the button. And I don't think there's any verification or anything like that. So you just got to do that. So what we want to try and do is have all you guys send an email out to everybody in your contact list, call people, tell your parents, have them tell their parents, like, just get everybody to fucking do this, because we want this.
Yes.
Like, now
we need to shove this in Tim's face.
You don't even know how happy that would make me to be like, hey Tim, what episode are 1000 what? Oh yeah, we just got done with 102, no big deal.
And then not only shove it in his face, but shove it in, you know,
Don and Drew's face.
Well, and just, you know, the podcast awards, you know, whole thing in general, because all the podcasts that are fans of
Keith. It's like, for one, you're giving out an award for people talking. Like, yeah. That's cool. Okay.
And then the award. What was the prize?
Oh, yeah. I was looking and bullshit. There's a thing there you can click to sponsor a prize.
Right.
Which I was thinking we should almost sponsor a prize and just have
be like jam hole t-shirts.
A dildo or something. Oh, I was thinking just something totally ridiculous.
I think a jam hole t-shirt
My
would be
cat,
pretty funny.
Maybe.
You can do that.
I'm getting really close to just giving that fucker away. Or we'll take her to Nebraska. Yeah. You hear that, kitty? So, yeah, I don't know. Just tell everybody you can, because you got to vote every day. That's their little sleazy way of getting traffic to their site. But I don't really care. If we win it, we got the nomination, so we're so close. So why the fuck not, you know? So it's almost Halloween. We are going to do a show on Halloween because what is it? It's Friday, I think.
I think so.
So me and my brother were kind of talking about this last night, and he kind of brought it to my attention, and I've been noticing it lately. I don't know if it's because I'm older now. Like back when you're a kid, Halloween's all about getting dressed up and either fucking shit up,
right.
Just
egg
as
and houses
much
or whatever.
Yeah, as much as you possibly can. Toilet papering shit, soaping people's windshields, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. as much fucking shit as you can do. But then as you get older, it becomes like a slut fest almost.
Yeah.
It's like this huge excuse, as if girls need any more excuses to be little fucking whores. But
they don't even use the excuse, they just do it.
Yeah, but now it's like they can let it out just as much as they
right,
possibly
and not be called
can.
A slut for it.
Do they,
as
though?
Much. Well, because it's Halloween.
Right. So, it's
so they
like,
get away with
oh,
it.
Oh, no, I'm not normally a slut.
No, yeah,
okay.
I'm not dressing like a slut. This is just my Halloween costume.
Right, but it's always the same thing. Like, there's no creativity in it anymore. Like, sometimes you'll see something pretty good. Like, the couples thing when they go to the costume contest. One of them dressed up as a salt shaker, and one of them was a Duracell battery. And yeah. They're like, oh, we're a salt and battery. But, like, there's not very much creativity in it anymore. And now,
I think our costume ideas are creative.
Yeah, if we do dress up, we're going to go as emoticons. He's going to be the smiley face, and I'm going to be the not smiley face.
And you'll be sad.
Yeah, the sad face. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, we'll how are we going to make that?
Big cardboard spray painted bright yellow with a smiley face. I don't know.
And then poke holes where the eyes are.
Yeah, but it just seems like they're all the same things. It's like, do you want to be the slutty pirate, or do you want to be the slutty maid, or
hey,
the
nurse?
I'm gonna be a slutty pirate.
Of course
year.
You are. That's what I'm talking about. What are you gonna be, a slutty maid or a slutty pirate? Yarr, matey. What the fuck was that?
That was your stand.
Oh, that's just fine. Yeah. Just stand. Leave that there. If the neighbor comes up, I'll let you talk to him. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been into it much since I haven't, like, been a little kid or lived at home, like, in a place where there's kids. Like, when I lived at my mom's house, we're out in the middle of fucking nowhere. You don't get trick-or-treaters there. So I'm not really that into it. But when you do go out, excuse me, when you do go out, like, that's all you see. It's just like everybody got together and they're like, hey, let's all go as the same thing.
Right.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, no, you go to the store and you look at all the costumes and there's like two of the same costume.
But does that kind of take away the whole fun of it? Like just buying a costume?
Most
like, how
people
much
seem to do that now.
That's so dumb. Like, it always, I don't know. I always thought you were supposed to like make your own costume and right. be like, I made this and shit. Not like, oh, let's see who can spend the most money on something fucking dumb that you're going to use once. It's going to get semen stains all over it.
Right.
And then it goes in the trash. Trash,
right.
Know? Or the
plus the costumes that you buy are so shitty and cheaply made that you wear it once and it's effed.
Right. Or the police take it as evidence.
Right.
And
then,
there
and
goes
then
that.
You know,
right.
Whatever. That was
and
a
then,
waste.
And then next year you're like, oh, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Sweet.
So I don't know. It seems more like a kid's holiday, but nowadays because the kids are starting to grow up and the kids have kids now, so now they're getting back into it and it's just like slut Fest 2008 and that's cool. Like I'll look at sluts all fucking day long. It's like, oh, that's going in the jerk bank, that's going, you're next, okay, that's fine. But then like you gotta wonder what the people's kids are thinking. It's like, mommy, why are you a slutty pirate? It's like, how did you learn the word slut? Oh, I learned it from watching you, mom. I learned it from watching you.
Capital Z says, big costume for chicks this year, slutty Barack Obama.
Nice. Is that, can you do that?
I don't know. What? I mean, I was more thinking Sarah Palin.
What is it? Just like a makeup kit of black makeup and boobs? And, like, what do you do?
Yeah. And then so, their normal outfit.
Speaking of Capital Z, his podcast, Stereo Radiation, they are up for the general category.
Yeah, so vote for them.
While you're there, yeah, if you click on us, go for them in the general category. And actually, if you go to thejamhole.com and click on podcast awards, right there, we have a whole list of everyone we would like you guys to vote for. If you don't already have somebody that you're voting for in a certain category, instead of leaving it blank, why not just go there and pick who we want you to vote for? So, why the fuck not? You know, they're friends of ours. That's cool. So, oh, I was reading the paper today, which I don't normally do, but I was...
The local paper?
No, just the paper online. Like, I usually only
yeah,
do it...
Yeah, but our paper?
No, just the paper online. Ask me again. Maybe you'll get a
but
different
which
answer.
Paper?
The paper online. Ask me again. Maybe you'll
there's
get a different answer.
There's lots of different papers.
GoogleNews.com.
Gotcha.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yes, it was.
Why didn't you just say that?
I asked you.
Hey, Matt, was it GoogleNews.com?
I didn't know which one it was. That's why I was asking you which paper.
So I was reading the local category of Google. No. But I'm looking in there, and they're already talking about giving people another stimulus check. They're
oh,
like,
that'll fix it.
Stimulus check part two. It's like, oh, that worked really well until people spent it.
Right.
So
and
let's
then
do
you're
it
back
again.
To where you started.
It's like, hey, I got an idea. How about every 2 weeks you cut us a stimulus check?
Yes,
and
totally.
Then I won't have to fucking work. Perfect.
Problem but solved.
I know. And it just that's all they're doing. And I kind of equated it to it's like you're putting a Band-Aid on someone who cut their fucking head off. Like that it's not fixing anything. You're remedying the symptom for like 2 weeks and yeah. then it you're not fixing what caused the economy to go to shit in the first place.
Well,
you're
not just, even 2 weeks. I mean, the day you get that fucking check, it's all gone on hookers and blow.
Right. And remember, we were reading stories where people were taking their stimulus checks and blowing it all on internet porn. Yeah. It's like, you know, you could take half of that money and buy a real hooker and have real sex. Like, I don't understand that. And then, so they're
people
like,
aren't
okay,
very smart.
That stimulated the economy. Well, no shit. You just gave people money for nothing. Like, how would that have not possibly have stimulated the economy? Like, are you going to spend it or are you just digging holes in your yard and hiding it for when the apocalypse comes?
Right.
So then instead of looting places to get stuff you want like you should be doing, here, can I buy that? Like, what are you
what?
Fucking doing?
You're going to get punched in the face if you try and do
right?
that.
I know. It just seems so ridiculous that they're like, let's just give you guys more money. And then when the economy goes back to shit, we'll figure something else there. It's like you're putting it off. You can always put things off for tomorrow because tomorrow never fucking comes.
Right.
Like, how easy is it to say, oh, I'll take care of that tomorrow. And then tomorrow is today. And you're like, oh, no, I'll do it tomorrow for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Right.
And then tomorrow, it never gets done, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. It just seems so stupid that they're not going after what caused the problem in the first place. They're just looking for an easy fix for it. And it's like, you can do that until you're out of money, in which case, I guess they're the government. You could just make more money. But isn't that kind of what got us here in the first place?
Well, that's kind of what they've been doing
over
this whole time.
Overinflation, and now our money isn't worth fucking shit.
Exactly.
You can go to Canada, and our money's worth what theirs is. Like, that's fun.
Actually, I think their money's worth more now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yet,
if you have, like, Canadian change or whatever, they won't take it anywhere.
Of course not.
It's like, why? How did it get here? How come you can give it to me, but I can't give it to
you? And you know
what
they say when you do that?
Huh.
They're like, what's this all about? I don't know.
Eh?
Your money looks stupid. That's what it's all about. You fucking, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. And then, so that got me thinking about the whole election thing. And we're kind of to the point where we don't really talk about politics on this show because who gives a shit, really? Like, just don't vote because it doesn't matter, honestly. Like, who are you voting for? Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I choose myself?
Does it matter?
Because I have as good of a chance as anyone else I vote for.
Right. The only way I could see it making you feel better is if you vote for whoever won.
Right.
It's like, hey, I helped do that. Like, no, you didn't. They fucking elected who they wanted to be in office.
Yeah, so whoever you vote for was the wrong choice, so you should really hate yourself.
You should. And if you don't, then you're not doing something right.
Because you wasted gas driving down to the voting.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's like, there's where our stimulus checks will go.
Yep.
That's nice.
Totally.
So I was just thinking that if McCain gets elected, obviously he's going to die. Probably, like I said before, before within the first 20, 30 seconds of his inauguration. And then Palin's going to run shit, which is going to usher in the apocalypse, obviously.
Right.
We all know that. Okay. So if Obama gets elected, now he is, chances are pretty good in his favor that he's going to get assassinated.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
There is still, I mean, you can say it as much as you want that, oh, everyone's nice and shit. There is still a lot of racist motherfuckers in this country. And I'm not saying racist like me and you cracking nigger jokes and shit. I'm saying, like, we go to rallies dressed in cone-headed fucking sheets and we sing about white power.
Those,
like,
people do exist.
Right, and they're just waiting. And you know that they're going to do something if a black person gets elected. They're gonna. They will take that very personally against them. Like,
well, like that YouTube video we saw, for example.
Exactly. All those people on YouTube that are like, "Ooh, we don't want Obama Hussein. We're in a battle against the Iraqis, and now you want to put an Iraqi as our president?" Like, they're just the most dumbest redneck hick fucks. But their vote counts, obviously.
Right.
Like,
and they are the majority of the population.
Exactly.
It seems like.
And it's like these people can reproduce. They can vote. They can fucking. I am amazed that these people have survived that long.
I'm not.
Well, just the fact that, yeah, survival, like we said before, it doesn't matter how smart you are. It just matters that you can get money, because anything you need to survive, you can get with money. Not like back in the day where your survival depended on your wit and your cunning.
Right.
Like,
you got to go hunt for your food. Right. You got to make your shelter.
I mean, nowadays, retards can get jobs and make money. Like, you don't have to be smart to do it at all. So, and these people are the ones that are going to do that kind of shit. If that black dude gets elected, somebody's going to try and kill him. Yeah. I guarantee it. And then when that happens, it's going to be like in that South Park movie. As soon as Saddam's blood spilled, Satan came up and all hell fucking broke loose. Like, I can totally see it coming. So I don't know. It seems like we're pretty effed either way. So I almost, like we said,
it really doesn't matter, honestly. That's why we say just don't vote.
Right. But I almost want to kind of vote for McCain just to kind of help that along a little bit. Because how much fun or
no, but if you're thinking. What? If you're thinking the way that we're talking, it doesn't matter if you vote for McCain, because if he's going to win, he's going to win whether anyone votes for him or not.
Right. That's
because
why
that
we,
doesn't matter.
That's why we made voting machines electronic now.
Right. Because you can just make whoever
like,
you
oh,
want
we'll
wins.
Switch that to a zero, that to a one, carry the four. Okay, done and done. So, I don't know. I just, how much more fun would this show be if we were doing this in post-apocalyptic times?
How?
Like dodging bullets
would
and
we
bombs.
Would be able to?
Yes.
Like,
it would be incredible.
Yes, we will have Rainy here on a fucking hamster wheel generating our power.
What about the internet?
I would do it too.
Yes.
Is the internet's going to be
hold,
here?
Just hold the bong out in front of me.
That's it. We'll dangle the carrot, no problem. What would Bukowski do? So, yeah, I think the internet would be okay. I don't know.
But I'm sure there'd still be internet, but like they we might not be able to get it.
We would just have to jump over to like European internet or something, somewhere where the apocalypse isn't happening. Like I'm talking like just in the U.S.
Right.
Here,
it's
going to happen.
It's just going
to
be here.
And then it'll trickle down there. But right away, we'll still be able to get in at least another 100 episodes, optimistically speaking.
Right, hopefully.
Oh, speaking of episodes, since Capital Z is in the chat room, hey, buddy, who's ahead of you guys in episodes now? Just saying, no big deal.
No big deal at all.
So I got home today on my lunch Good break. Lunch. I don't really take a lunch break, but I came home to feed the cat and stuff. And this was in my door.
Really?
Would you like to know the truth?
I would.
All right.
Wait.
This
what,
is about Jesus.
Is this the actual truth?
Okay. Do you want to call it right now? What's it about? Jesus,
about,
you say?
This is about
oh,
Jesus.
What do
you
that's think? That's why I said it's got to be something religious.
The truth about what? You may ask. That was weird.
Life, maybe?
Psychic. about some of the most important questions that humans have ever asked. What are some of the most important questions that humans have ever asked?
That depends on which human
from
you
the,
ask.
Yeah,
may I
the...
help you?
Would you like fries with that?
Oh, my God. So, would you like to know the truth, then?
I would.
Okay. Well, this is for
wait,
you,
who's to say that this person knows the truth? How do you know?
Because it says so. Can you read it? Would you like to know
that
the
doesn't
truth?
Make
and
it right.
The truth is in a bolder, bigger font
right.
than the rest of it. So
and,
that means
and, catches your
and
eyes.
And look at the paper. It's kind of got that old world look. So
it's got that crazy
like
picture
it
on
be,
it.
With like
the beach
from the Bible.
And, with the beach and the sunset on the side
yeah.
of it.
It actually
so heavenly.
Torn out of a Bible.
Was it?
It could. It has that old world look.
So here are the questions. Does God really care about us? Would you like to know the truth about that?
I would first like to know if God is real.
Does God exist? Yeah, that's not on here. That's weird.
What
is
the
it?
Hell? I guess no one questions that one.
They should.
They should. Fuck. That's the question I want to know.
Will war and suffering ever end? What happens to us when we die? Is there any hope for the dead? I mean, you're dead. Does it matter?
Yeah. Who cares?
How can I pray and be heard by God?
Oh, wow.
What is God's phone number? Does God have a Twitter account?
Does he have a P.O. box? Can I
write
to him? What's his email address?
God.
Does he have a MySpace?
Probably. how can I find happiness in life? You can start by going around sticking these in everybody's fucking door.
Yeah, that'll help.
Where would you look for answers to these questions?
Not to this.
My door? where would you? The Bible, perhaps? Maybe?
My own intuition,
if
perhaps?
You went to libraries or bookstores, you might find thousands of books claiming to provide the answers. Often, though, one book contradicts another. It's like, you'd think we're all talking about the same thing here. We would have had a meeting to get
right.
our stories straight.
Yeah.
That's
was
nice.
There a memo you could just fax everyone?
Right. What's the cover page say? Let's see here. Others seem valid at the moment, but soon become outdated and are revised or replaced. Like the Bible seems just a little outdated.
Yeah,
just
a little
bit.
And it's also been revised multiple times.
There right. is, however.
Good point.
I mean,
who the fuck is King James? What the fuck? There is, however.
No, you just think when they wrote the Bible, since, you know, God told him what to write, that God would tell him what to write the right way the first time.
He's like, for now, I want you to write that.
Yeah.
Until
later,
further notice.
But later, I'm going to switch it up a
right.
little bit
hey,
to keep you guessing.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Okay. There is, however, one book that contains reliable answers. Would we care to take any guesses? Any guess?
The
any
Bible,
see,
perhaps?
I would say it's the Book of the Mormon.
Oh, that
really?
Nice. Maybe. Well, the Quran, perhaps?
I'm just going to go with the Holy Bible.
The Holy fucking Bible. It is a book of truth. Jesus Christ said in a prayer to God, "Your word is truth." Unless you're lying, then your word is
was
not so
was that in
much.
Utah? Or was that, I mean,
I
when Jesus spoke?
Oh, what, did Jesus go to Utah?
He did, according to the Mormons.
That was Joseph.
Stuff
or
like that.
That one dude, the head
I
of the Mormons.
I don't really know, but that's just
Are
ridiculous.
You Mormon?
No, but my girlfriend in high school was.
Nice. Like, Leslie girlfriend or like a friend that's a girl?
I think she was kind of interested in it at one point, you know, because of how they have the multiple wives and shit. But
right.
when I was kind of like not really into it at the time.
Because
so.
She was a Mormon? Or because she was a
no,
chick.
No,
because
she was my best friend, and I just didn't. I didn't want to.
Well, that's how it
I
starts.
Didn't want to offend her by cuddling up to her and stuff.
It was
so
one
I
of those...
was kind of standoffish, or you know, I kind of laid off to the side-ish.
It was like, we're such good friends. I don't want to ruin our friendship
right.
by
I was
taking
only
it.
Like I was only like 17 or 18 or something.
So, wow. Today we know that the word we know that word as the Holy Bible. So you were correct. You were not correct.
I know.
On the following pages, you will get a glimpse of the Bible's clear, truthful answers to the above questions. Does God really care about us? We'll just go through these real quick here. Why the question arises? Because we live in a world full of cruelty and injustice. Many religions teach that the sufferings we experience are God's will. But nay, they are not God's will. Unless you were Job, then that was totally.
Who the fuck are all these people in there?
I want to say something about those pictures.
It's stock photography. It's
they're
like,
really bad.
They went to Africa and found the saddest looking kid they could. They found a dude just walking amongst other people. A cemetery, a tombstone, some dude pretending to
it
pray.
Looks like a coroner.
A black chick hugging her Bible, and a little girl with a flower.
Wow, way to represent the Lord, guys.
I know, right? Hey, black, yellow, white, blue, we are all children of God. So the Bible teaches that God never causes what is wicked. Far be it from the true God to act wickedly and the Almighty to act unjustly, says Job. God has a loving purpose for humans. I can see that, you know, by how we have progressed as a society. Like, I can totally see that love everywhere. like on TV and all the wars and everything that's happening. It's amazing, God. You are doing a great job. Blah, blah, blah. God has a loving purpose for humans. That is why Jesus taught us to pray. Because shit is so fucked. You need to pray. And mm-hmm. MC Hammer said it best.
What'd
That's
he say?
Why we pray.
Oh.
Pray. Do you remember that song?
Not at all.
So, yeah, I don't know. Basically, I'm not going to read through any more of these.
He's only
18. Awful.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You yeah
I remember
that?
MC Hammer,
He's
just
like,
not
no,
that song.
Like,
do you? Is it too legit to quit Hammer or can't touch this Hammer? Because those are
I know,
two.
I know both.
Really?
Yeah, I know both of those.
You are a very well-rounded person for being an 18-year-old.
Well, if it's music, I probably know it.
Yeah.
Pretty good
I
with
don't
music.
Think so.
I'm pretty good with music.
Oingo Boingo?
I know Abba? Oingo Boingo.
From hanging out with me.
No, I know that. I mean, I never listened to it, but I just know
nah,
who they are.
Then you don't know Oingo Boingo.
Well, I've heard it. I just...
Did you know that was the dude in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Didn't.
See? Which, you don't know Oingo wait,
who
Boingo?
In, who in Nightmare?
Jack Skeleton
really?
When he sings? Are you
oh,
well, I never
me?
Listened to Oingo Boingo. I just know
thank
them.
You. Then you do not know Oingo Boingo, you fucking liar.
I know who they are.
You don't.
I just want to say about this that I wish I would have been here when they dropped this off.
Yeah.
Because when they would have been like, would you like to learn more about Jesus Christ? I would have been like, fuck yeah. And I would have brought him in here and I would have turned the mics on.
Yes!
And we would have done it, dude. We. Oh my God.
You would
just
in the tore mic
him
a little apart.
And by the time, but what?
Just be like, could you speak in the mic a little closer?
Right, can you talk into this? But wait, can we sound check real quick?
Okay.
But no, I just, I think by the time we were done, I would have converted them. That's all.
That's awesome.
Amazing. So don't put shit in my door unless you want to get shot in the face. My dad died when I was young. Kind of. But sometimes I make up stories in my head about him running away from my family so I have a reason for my anger.
And so you can get sympathy.
Do you do that?
No.
Do you make up little elaborate sketches in your head? Like you get home from school and you're
that
like, hey,
yours,
dad,
Brayden?
And dad's hanging there and shit. And you're like, oh, what are you doing? Just hanging out? Right on. I'll be
cool.
In my room masturbating. No?
Not at all.
You've I'm never
not,
done that.
Not
you're
even,
a fucking liar.
You might think so, but no, I haven't.
Ever?
Not even once.
Really?
No. I just play the card that he was dead. Why not? That one's better. And that one's true.
Because he molested me and now he can't. So, I understand, dude. That's all right.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a cry?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
You good? Did you get good. It all out a few episodes ago?
I'm good.
So, why do you have to have a reason to be angry? Like, you can't just throw a dart at something and be like, there's my reason.
I guess you could, but...
Maybe they're just not right up here to do that. Like, I don't know, that just seems really weird that, like, he died, first of all, when you were really young.
Right.
So you probably don't remember him very much anyway.
Or don't care, really.
And you're an angry person, probably because your life sucks, because
right.
Now you're being raised by a single mother, and she's a fucking crack whore, whatever the fuck. But somehow you have internet, probably at the library or something.
Something.
So now
Friend's
you're making
house.
Up these elaborate stories about how your dad ran away, so you could be like, God, why did you leave us? And it's like, well, actually, your mother killed me, but okay. It makes you feel better. When we first started going out, you liked me more than I liked you. That never happens, huh?
That's mine.
Is that yours? Anonymous, okay?
Oh, jeez.
God.
Way to blow it.
But yeah, like, does that ever happen? Like, I mean, when people get together, it's equal. Like, I like you, you like me.
Right.
Same, every time.
Every time. That's, I mean, people don't stalk people and
or
buy,
talk behind their backs.
I mean,
or...
I've noticed chloroform, my stock in chloroform has gone through the fucking roof,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Economic depression? I don't think so.
Not at all.
You guys...
You're just investing in the wrong things.
Yeah, exactly. You're investing in Valentine's cards. Yeah. I invested in chloroform and rope.
Yes.
I know.
And blindfolds.
No, I like them to see me coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Mm. You.
Oh, no, see, it's okay. You let them see you coming,
oh,
but then you blindfold them. And
oh.
You interrupted for that?
Holy
you
wanted
Christ.
To see him coming. Oh.
Oh, you're dirty.
No, but yeah, it's okay to have them see you coming. Here.
Until you get it in their eyes and they're like, I get
it. It burns. No, but then you blindfold them so they don't know where you take them.
Right. And then the cum makes it stick better.
Right.
Right. Okay.
It's an adhesive.
Oh, wow, dude. And then it gradually became even after, you know, like, I'm gonna forcefully grow on you. That's what's that called? Not the Copenhagen. What the fuck's that called? When people when they get kidnapped and they start to warm up to their kidnapper.
No, there's a name for it.
Date
rape. You're not even aware of happening.
Really? Usually. Yeah. If you do it right,
here's the roofies.
If you do it right,
right.
I left my former boyfriend.
You know, practice makes perfect.
Well, of course. I mean, anything worth doing, you got to do it right.
Right.
I'd left my former boyfriend for you, and I was still sorting things out in my head. That's awesome. When you find a new chick and you dump your old chick for the new chick, and then you go to the new chick and she's like, well, I had a boyfriend too, and then you try to go back to the old chick and she's like, well, actually I'm dating your brother now. So then you're like, what? Now I'm alone. How'd that work out? I know, I had two, now I have none. What the fuck?
That'll happen.
That will happen more than you might think. Then last summer things became uneven again. What do you think happened? She found somebody else.
Paulo says Stockholm syndrome.
Thank you. That's what it. What did I say? Copenhagen, Stockholm, same fucking
whatever.
One. Same country. Whatever.
No, it
same is. Same country.
No? I don't know.
Stockholm is in Sweden.
Isn't that where Copenhagen's at?
No, Copenhagen's in Denmark.
Oh,
remember?
Thank you.
I've been to both those cities.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what did you learn in your travels?
Drinking on the train at night can cause many angry fights. I'm a poet. Right. Ah!
Wow. Then last summer, things became uneven again. I was the one who loved more. It became love. I lost my virginity to you. You made me feel guilty for not being ready. So I did it. I did it because you guilted me into doing it.
Nice.
Because you tricked me.
You make it.
You put shit in my drink, and I passed out and woke up with a bloody pussy.
I'm so sick of these girls saying that these guys have taken it from her. You fucking gave it away.
You sold it to them, actually.
You sold out.
That is sad. So I did it. I kind of regret it, of course, because you're such a jerk. You know, if you're with a jerk, why? Like, why?
Quit being a fucking retard and, like, think about it a little bit. You know, he's probably just lying to you to get in your pants, and then he's going
to
leave.
It's hard to think with a head full of roofies. You know.
It's hard to think with a dick in your vagina, too.
That is true, especially when it's the first time. But I did enjoy it after a while.
A while.
Head full of roofies. Okay. You ditched
dick
me.
Dick in your vagina.
What? Jesus, dude. You ditched me for your new friends. They're really fucking ugly. That's not very nice.
Jesus.
You, out of
good
all
thing
the,
this is anonymous.
You have to attack how they look. Like, you
that's
couldn't
low,
be like,
man.
They're not nice people. No, they're nice. They're just really fucking ugly.
And fat, too.
And I'm narcissistic, so I can't be seen around no ugly people.
No.
I don't know if you know this or not. And I know, capital, all caps, control B, bold. I know you cheated on me. You'll never admit it, but I found out. So she's a Snoopy bitch.
Ooh. Reading his MySpace messages, his email.
We hadn't really spoken to one another in about a week, so I started hanging out with a guy who I knew liked me. And then I cheated on you! In your face! Oh!
Reverse cheat.
I know. You know, the funny thing is, he probably didn't really cheat on her, but now she's like, well, I cheated on you. And he's like, well, now you owe me one.
Right. So
it's
now I'm going to go do it.
Either you give me anal or I get to cheat. You pick.
Wait,
I'm cool
you give
either
me
way.
Anal? You mean like she...
She has to let him fuck her in the asshole.
Right. You made
or,
it sound like she
or,
would fuck him in the ass.
Well, I don't know what kind of guy this is, but
no,
I'm just saying.
Either
or,
way, I guess.
Right. Or she has to let him go cheat.
Right.
Either way. You get to pick. So I started hanging out with a guy
who
I like.
What
me.
If she already does anal?
Yeah.
Then she only has one choice.
Then she has to let him cheat.
Yeah.
I'm saying if she's a virgin, an anal virgin, then he can pick.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's the cheat.
Yeah.
Right. He is a perfect gentleman because he knew and I cheated on you with him. But he's a perfect gentleman.
Oh, perfect.
He held the door open for me into his bedroom. And then, you know, he... I don't know. He made me feel good. I broke up with you the next day. It's been about a week now. I miss you. Of course you do.
Wow.
Of course you do. Because you're a woman and you don't know what you want. One of the little crazy voices in your head says, he was an asshole, but you gave him your virginity. And the other little fucking nutty boo crazy voice says, I love you. It's like, who do you listen to? I don't know, because I'm crazy. You, oh my God, I miss you. I look at pictures of you a lot. You have me blocked on AIM. Ooh,
oh, that's
a slap in the face,
yeah.
Dude.
That means it's over.
That means you need to look for her Facebook and send her messages there. And if she yes. blocks the Facebook, then it's probably over. Does her status say single or in a relationship?
Because if it's single, you're probably going to give her the cleaver.
Right, the old the cleaver steamer. You won't return my emails or my phone calls. Yeah, I'd say it's over. No emails, no phone calls, mm-hmm. no AIM. That's yeah, dude. That's you're
removed
done.
From her MySpace friends.
Yeah, you better. That's what I like to do. When I get dumped, I'll go through my girlfriend's MySpace and like I'll make a list of all the girls that are eligible in her friends list, uh-huh. and then I'll just go right down the line and right. see which one, you know.
Whichever.
Right.
Just to piss her off.
Just to piss her off and to probably get some. Either or. I just want some stuff I left at your house back, like my virginity. Stop being such a big baby. And then he's like, well, who was the one crying? Not me. Lonely engineering majors are willing to give me alcohol in hopes... Oh, my God. In hopes that they will get me, in parentheses, a tiny little girl... Quote, drunk enough. What is drunk enough? Like passed out legs spread? Is yeah. that drunk enough?
Yeah. Or the one those kinds of girls that just get drunk and stupid and then they like
oh,
take
look
their
at
clothes
me.
Off.
Titties.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take your shirt off? Show us the twins. I love that. But
actually, they're not identical. One's bigger than the other.
That's weird. You got to find that happy medium to where they're passed out, but they're not in a pile of vomit.
Right.
Because I don't
it's
know.
It's a hard place to get.
I don't know if you've ever tried it, but trying to keep your dick hard while smelling vomit, that's hard.
I've never had to deal with that.
That's a tough place to be.
I would imagine.
And then waking up with the sex smell mixed with the vomit that's all there. Oh,
vomit sex.
Not good. That's like what did we say before? Heroin and WoW. Yeah. Heroin in World of Warcraft, no. bad place
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, but the next time you threw up, you'd get a hard-on. So
if you were into that, if you're Asian, I could see that. Poopy and vomit, two of my favorite things. Drunk enough, they have no idea that they never will. That sounds like a challenge. Oh, yeah?
You want to bet on that?
You want to bet? I'll bet you your virginity right here,
I'll
right now.
Buy some Everclear, and I bet you'll get drunk enough.
You can't tell her that, though.
Well, no.
You got to just slip
it
in.
It's just regular Jell-O, honey.
That's water. It just smells yes. weird. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm friends with most of them, and I think that they're nice enough guys, but I'm not looking for a relationship nor random play. Is that like in Winamp where you hit the...
Random okay. play button?
Yeah. It's just nice not having to pay for booze. Oh, she's using them! They thought they were going to get her drunk enough
right.
to fuck, when in reality, she is just getting free drinks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man!
She's playing it pretty smart, actually.
Those engineering majors,
yeah.
she thinks until one of them puts a little this and that in there, and then
yeah.
it's like, here, drink this.
This isn't only alcohol.
That's right, free drink right here. It's just not nice. It's nice not having to pay for booze, and the attention's not bad, of course.
Well, yeah, because you're an attention whore.
Right, because she's female, and all females are. I can justify it. You are attention whore. Yes, attention whore. What are you dressing up as for Halloween? Oh, okay, attention whore. Good. I can justify it, saying that a scheme that sleazy deserves to be taken advantage of, but I still feel like a bitch. You know why? Because that's a bitch move. Getting free drinks, just especially if she's leading them on, which you know she's doing.
Right.
She's like flirting and throwing the pussy out there with a hook, line, sinker on it, and then luring them in a little bit, and then pulling it out of the water right before they get it, and then casting the pussy back out there and doing it all over again. Man, what things we get ourselves into. Amazing. When I hear his deep voice on the phone, I get wet.
Whoa.
Niagara Falls right here.
Gushing.
Sometimes.
Oh, no, I'm just bleeding.
Oh, that easily mistaken. Easily mistaken. That's why you got to put your hand down there and either
right.
give it a sniff if it's dark or if, you know, the lights are on. Just take a look. Is yeah. it red? Because that's blood. Or you should go get that checked out. Sometimes driving really fast, I am tempted to just yank the wheel to the side. I have been there every day. I'm not sure why I don't or why I'd want to. that's like that whole thing. If you like, if you're Keith talked about this a long time ago, but I'm sure we all think about it. When you're in the kitchen, if you're cooking and you're cutting up like lettuce or whatever the fuck you're doing, you ever think like, what would happen if I just cut my hand off? Like, what would I
bleed?
Do? Well, yeah, but I mean, just like, what would I do with, you know, just having one hand? Like, what would that feel like? Just one swift fucking, and there
boom,
it is.
Gone.
Yeah. I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. Like at night when I'm driving, like if there's a semi coming, like what would it be like to just jerk the wheel just right into the semi?
Be ever, very quick.
Very. Oh, I don't know. I just. Every night I'm like that's like that's where I got that game I play where you wait till the last minute and then pass the car and then it freaks them out, and if you do it right you'll see the car you're passing hit the brakes because you can, you know, you can see it as you're passing them.
Yeah.
Or you'll see the car that's coming at you like kind of start to swerve over, or what they really like to do is hit their brights like, hey, do you not see me here? It's like, no, I saw you, that's why I went.
Or what about that other game you play on your bike where you try and touch the passing cars going 75?
Yeah, if you guys are new listeners, when I got a mountain bike this summer and I would bike to work every day, and on my way back when it's dark out or even when it's light out, I'm on the side that's going against the traffic, and whenever semis would come because the bike lane is like right next to the highway, I would get like as close as I could and try and stick my hand out and touch the semis as they're going by.
Oh my God.
It's gonna fucking take your hand
off. It's such a rush though, dude. You're like right there in this big semi and you can feel the wind from it like kind of push your bike over a little bit. Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big rush when your fucking hand comes off and
blood
is rushing out.
One of them to have those straps on it and it to just grab my hand.
Yes,
you're fucking where are you going? Well, this
I'm coming with.
Can you turn around? Me and my best friend shoplifted from Walmart. Yes. We got caught. We are now grounded pretty much forever.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Was it worth it? We're not allowed to be friends. The thing is, I really don't care. I just want my best friend back. Best friend, if you're reading this, I want you back. I miss you. Should have thought about that when you were stealing. Like, what does Walmart have that you would possibly need so bad that you would go steal it? Like,
I think
what
they're
do you
just
need?
Stealing for the thrill of it.
Is that what it is then?
Probably.
Then why Walmart? Like, there's
why
so
not?
Many. I don't know. A gas station maybe? Like, there's so many other places that it's so much easier to steal from than Walmart.
Well, that takes the fun out of
granted,
it.
Granted, I've stolen from Walmart. You go to the little self checkout thing. I mean, fuck, we stole from Best Buy. I mean, come on. Like, and that
no,
is
they gave it to
that
you.
That's
accident.
True. That was an accident.
You didn't do that on purpose.
Not at all. But now that we know how to.
Right.
Just go there right before
note
they
to
close.
Self.
Yeah.
Look and just the, be a douche.
Look for the douchiest guy there.
Yes.
That's where we're going.
Then give him shit.
Yes. And then call him a douche. I passed out after giving blood and enjoyed the attention. Again, female. I guarantee it.
I'm sure.
Do you go to give blood just to get attention?
Wouldn't surprise
me. Are you the kind of person that's a female that goes to give blood and when they're like, all right, we need your arm, you're like, no, I was just going to do it this way, and you spread your leg? Like, that's not the kind of blood we want.
It's the same blood.
You're like, you want the clinic down the street, actually.
Oh. Jesus. It all comes from the inside.
I know, right? It's all blood. Come
on.
We were so close. We took strength from each other and held each other tight. But I've let us drift. Like in Tokyo? Like in a car? Drift?
No? Tokyo? Okay. Really?
No,
is that
come
all
on.
You could think of?
Tokyo Drift? Really? Have you not seen that movie?
I have. It's
it
just
was awful. I'm sorry. Ah, excuse me. Now she writes me emails full of things she's sure I don't want to hear. Why? Really? But I read them anyway because I kind of do want to hear it.
Right, because I'm curious.
But tells me because she has no one else to tell. Like, you can't find any other person, so this is the one you have to do it to. Like, there's nobody else that'll listen to your sad fucking story except the person that made you have a sad fucking story.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, because everyone else is just like, go fuck yourself.
Right. They're like, oh, attention whoring? All right. I want her to know she's not alone and that I love reading every little thing she has to say about grunge music or medication. What?
What?
Wow.
Hey, let me tell you a little bit about medication. You need to be on some. And grunge music, like, do you need the medication to tolerate the grunge music?
I'm kind of thinking so.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Or to tolerate the style.
Hey, I got a
that
little
goes with it.
I got a little secret for all you guys. Grunge music died when Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this or not, but yeah.
And you, I don't know if you know, but that was quite a while ago.
Right, and it's tried to make many comebacks, all miserable failings.
Completely failed.
Complete. I'm scared it's too late, that we've drifted too far, that she'll never truly believe me, and that one day she'll stop emailing me altogether. And it tears me up because I love her. That is a sad story. Only Group Hug could provide. A couple more here and we'll do some news. I stole a couple books a few months ago. I got caught and paid the fine to the bookstore, but now I just got this letter in the mail saying I have to go to court. Ooh. The night court. You remember that? Huh? Mm-hmm. Bull?
Oh, right.
The guy that did the card tricks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Nice. I used to fall asleep to that show.
Nice.
It wouldn't be that bad, but my parents saw it, and now I don't even know what to say to them. I would start with the word I, followed by the word apologize. That'd be a good start. This all happened today, and I haven't talked to them. I don't even know what I can say. This sucks. What I would do is just copy and paste this into an email and send it to my parents, and then be like, later.
Done.
Last one here. I'm jealous of everyone who weighs even a pound less than me. That is a lot of jealousy.
Mm.
That reminds me of that song, Hey Jealousy. All right.
Who's that by?
Gin Blossoms.
Don't right? even know who that is.
Really?
I don't.
That doesn't surprise me. It's not metal. We got a coin. You ready to call
That's
it?
A coin.
Call it in the air.
All right. Heads.
Will you stop doing... Is this a two-head... Oh, that's why, dude.
I always call
can
heads,
you grab
though,
the real coin that's not two-headed?
Hey, it came
fuck.
Out of there.
That's not the real one.
What?
Do some news here, please. Episode, what is this? 102.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're not even keeping track anymore, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, what do you got for us here?
Way to not keep track.
Would you like to know the truth?
Possibly.
Maybe.
The real truth this time?
No, just the fake truth again.
Oh, well then, no.
Actually, it's lies, so don't worry about it.
It's not even the truth. This one's called Woman Says Man Masturbated in Front of Her During Job Interview.
What was the job she was applying for? Because that could
stripper.
Be oh well,
or porn star.
Well, what? Why is this even a news story?
No,
then?
That's not what it is.
Oh wait, to work at Stream, Teletech, Walmart
wouldn't surprise me.
Like, all right, and now for my favorite part of the job interview, drop them.
A Fairmont woman has filed suit against a Morgantown company claiming one of its employees masturbated in front of her after offering her a job. Heather.
The guy is like, have you seen her, though? Like, she should have been like, yeah, it's about time, you know? She's like, man, I haven't had that much action in, well, ever, really.
Aren't you an attention whore? You should be loving
I know. She's like, no, it was my dad. That was weird.
Oh, right.
Oh.
You're used to him just molesting you in the dark.
Right. It's different when he actually masturbates.
Right. And he's looking right at you. And
yeah. That's the wink.
That's creepy.
That always throws me off.
Yeah. That's weird. I can't handle that.
No, I have to start all over. Yeah. I have to go to the beginning of the jerk bank and then work my way to where I was.
Right.
And then if they wink again, forget it.
It's done.
I'm out.
Try again later.
I'll see you later.
Heather D. Kelly claimed she could not take the job because of the conduct of an employee for Worldwide Industrial Services.
I'm sorry, I can't take the job because during my interview I got semen in my eye. And now I can't see, and the job requires that I see perfectly.
Right.
Wouldn't you, if you were smart, you would have taken that job and then used that as ammo so you could do anything you wanted at that job. And if anyone said anything about it, you'd be like, I'll tell.
Sounds like he was using her for ammo.
Oh,
though, you know what I mean?
All right.
Jesus, Kelly dude. Interviewed with...
How did you get so perverted at such a young age? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Hanging out with you.
I had no part in that. You were like that
way
before that.
I don't know. Just kind of natural.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I was just meant to do this.
You and your mom have
Well, you
long...
do live by two different churches.
That could have a lot to do with it. A lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's quite a few things. If you would review my life, you'd be like, yep.
Check. Check. Cutter. Check. All right. mother drug addict, check. Just right down the line. That's good, dude.
There's probably a whole list.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
How did you get so perverted?
I don't know. I think it's just natural.
Yeah? Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking. It's a natural talent, really. It's
like,
a gift.
I think probably from my father.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll place the blame on him since he's dead.
Right. You know, well, then I guess I can do the same.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't blame the living parents because then they can be like, no, it wasn't.
It's right.
Like,
okay, my mom's dead. I'll blame her for my
Can
problems.
I blame her, too?
Your dad's dead. You got him.
Yeah, but that's not as fun.
Come on.
It's better if it's not related.
Let me have
you
my
know?
Own.
Yeah, like, but man, that fucked me up, dude. I have never been the same since.
Kelly interviewed with Richard C., her former neighbor, for an office position job with Worldwide on March 17th, according to the complaint. She and C. were the only ones at the building throughout the interview, the suit states. After a 30-minute interview...
So how do they know she's not lying if no one else was there?
I don't know.
Because the guy was like, yeah, I did. You got me.
I did it. What are you going to do? After a 30-minute interview, C offered her a job, and on the condition that he could take a picture of her breasts.
He's like, all right, you don't really qualify for anything we're hiring for, but you got a sweet set of knockers. So I'm looking for someone to fill my personal assistant position. So if you could just go ahead and forward me that picture, that would be fantastic.
So Kelly claims.
Of course.
She claims.
Right.
That she was shocked, embarrassed, and humiliated, and began to gather her belongings to leave.
When
yeah, sure you did, whore.
When in reality, she sucked him off, they fucked on the desk,
right.
And then she
and
left.
And then she left and made up all this.
Right. Because she's a attention whore.
Of course.
Of course.
Because she gets attention twice this way.
Well, yeah. I mean, she got the fucking, and now
she
she's
gets,
gonna,
yeah, she right. gets attention for him, and then she gets attention for, you know, being the victim.
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I'd do it.
She was a victim in the first place.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. I totally understand now.
As she was leaving, C told her that the job paid $300 per week and would be worth a quick picture of her breasts, and asked if he could at least touch one of them.
I don't know if a picture. Well, see that's a tough decision. Like, you could
how
just,
bad do you need a job?
Have
I guess.
You never heard of the internet?
Right.
Like, there's
pictures plenty of breasts.
Of breasts. Like anything you could possibly think of is right there, and you're not gonna get sued by them usually. Generally
depends
speaking.
On how old those breasts are.
Right. Wow, dude. I don't know. That just seems really weird that he would do that. Like, that's what it makes me think that she's totally lying just because of that.
And she refused and walked out of the office, she claims.
And what were they hiring her for?
Yeah, what
just
was
a
the
desk,
job?
Just a desk job.
Just an office?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doing fuck all, I'm Dude, sure.
Right? He's like, I want a picture of your breasts now before you get this job and you sit there 10 years and put on about 75 pounds.
And just ruin it.
Right.
Maybe he just didn't think he could recognize her unless he had a visual of her breasts because that was like her most...
Well, that
dominating
makes sense.
Characteristic. Like, maybe that was, like, the tag he had on, like, all the applications. Like, this is her
Instead
tits.
Instead of faces,
this
it's
is her
boobs.
Tits.
That's, like, in my phone, I have, it's not faces, it's, like, pictures of their butts, and then certain ones, Great. It's just boobs. So it's like, oh, that's who this is. Okay, no problem. And it's easier to get a picture of, you know, in the phone, right.
As she left the building, Kelly claimed she called C to tell him she could not believe what he had done and that she would report his behavior. C immediately called her back to apologize and said he could not believe what he had done.
He's like, I can't believe
I can't believe I did that.
You're an ugly whore. I can't believe I just did that.
I mean, I could believe it if you would let me.
Did he use the drunk excuse?
No, I don't think so.
See, I would have reached for that. That would have been the ace card in the hole right there.
Right.
Like, hey, I was drunk, and then followed by the words, prove it.
Uh-huh.
No problem. Done and done. All right.
Well, that's actually pretty much it.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that's amazing. This one is called Man Finds Racial Slur Printed on Receipt. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. Can you take a wild guess at what that racial slur might have been? Before I even get... I'll tell you it's from Kansas City, Missouri.
Really?
And that's all you're going to get. Any guesses?
The
I'm gonna
N-word.
Say nigga bitch.
Nigga, wow.
Nigga bitch.
Two. It's just one, but
he
all right.
Said one.
It's hyphenated.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. A Kansas City man found a racial slur printed on his receipt after returning a pair of shoes he bought over the weekend. See, I was almost thinking Indian giver. Like, you bought the shoes and now you're taking them back. That's kind of that. KNBC's Marcus Moore reported that Keith Slater, 22, bought a pair of shoes from a store called Journeys. Slater later returned them after finding a cheaper pair at another store. Now, that is a nigger move, if
that
ever
really
there
is.
Was. And
I
mean, I'm not being racist, but that's
no.
just...
I mean,
know.
You can be any color for that to be a nigger move.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've done that before, and I felt like a total nigger. It's like, man, I should have just kept them.
I already bought them.
Was it worth $10? Really? Slater did get his money back, but it was what was printed on the receipt that he and his family found disturbing. Quote, "That makes me upset." And when people get upset, what do they usually want?
Money.
Money. "I am the kind of that certain special kind of upset that only a huge giant lawsuit settlement can cure." What? Isn't it? Whenever it's like that, they're like, "Oh, I was so hurt emotionally," followed by, "We are suing you for $1 billion. Okay. "That makes me upset. I don't want to look at that receipt. That makes me so upset. Why would you say that?" Well, you were kind of being one, right? Said a woman who was shown the receipt. So when you take something back, though, don't you have to give them the receipt?
Like, unless it's like Walmart.
But is it weird that they gave them the receipt back, like after they did the transaction?
Yeah, that's,
they're like,
that's
"Here, I want." There's a little special note on the other side of this for you.
Yeah, this is for you.
That's that.
Well, if
and
they
that,
had other other items on there that they didn't return, they would still need the receipt.
Well, all he bought were shoes, though. Maybe some shoelaces. I don't know. But that just seems weird, too, that, like, unless you're the owner of the store, like, if you're just working there, why would you even give a fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not money. I made my $6.50 an hour
you're
regardless.
Still getting your paycheck.
Yeah, that seems really weird. "Have they been fired? I mean, this is absolutely crazy," said a man who saw the store ticket. "It's so crazy, we went around showing everybody the receipt." You know, like, okay, that's... cool.
Look what he wrote.
"Look, everybody, look, I need witnesses. Well, there's going to be a lawsuit. There's some money in it for you if you come testify. The receipt, which shows cussed, colon, dumb, and then the N-word." Which N-word is that? There's many. Do you know? I don't know.
Not sure.
"Is what Slater received after returning a pair of shoes to Journeys at the mall. When he showed me that receipt, I could not believe it," said Slater's mother, Linda.
You better believe it.
You better believe it. Have you looked in the mirror lately? That was racist. Okay. "He couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. None of us could believe it. None of us got any sleep just thinking about it." Like, really? You're losing? Are you
relax.
Really losing?
Is it that big of a deal?
Like, that was the first time you've ever been called a nigger.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest here.
Right.
Everything's out on the table. Let's be honest. That's not the first time. I mean, you call your friends that shit all the time, and now you're losing sleep over it? It's like, man, I went and hung out with my friend today, and he's like, "Oh, sup, nigga?" He's like, "Oh, fuck, man. I am going to lose sleep over that now." Like, that never happens. So why does this matter? Because it was written out ER and not A.
Right.
Because
it wasn't in a friendly way.
Oh, right. Well, how do you know? Maybe he was like, "Yo, that's my nigga."
But would you do that? Would you just write it on the back of a receipt?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
See, it's obviously hateful.
Right. Did it have a little picture of a stick figure hanging on a tree and then
was
the word?
Was it written in black pen?
That's racist. "I couldn't believe it. None of us Jesus. None of us got any sleep just thinking about it. By the time the Slaters noticed the racial slur printed on the receipt, the store was already closed for the day because they're a bunch of lazy N-words. Hoping to get answers about how the words got on the receipt. Well, someone wrote it.
Obviously. How else would it get there?
You are kind of dumb. All right. The Slaters returned to the store the next day, but they said they never got a full explanation, only that the employee entered a generic code. Is nigger generic code for something?
Apparently.
That's weird. Like,
wow, so it was like printed from the machine?
Well,
done
that's, they
nigger?
Said... Yeah, it was actually...
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I would sue the fucking company that made that
shit.
Yeah,
because it made me upset.
And then I would go buy chicken and watermelon for all my friends.
Yep.
And we would party. We would party super party. Fuck yeah. Oh, they never got... let's see. Quote, it pulled up 6 or 7 different choices... So I looked at the customer, and I looked at the choices, and I looked back at the customer, and I chose the one that best fit. He was a black guy, and he was taking back shoes for a reason. He found them cheaper somewhere else. That's a nigger move, right? Come on.
You bought them. Just fucking keep them.
I know. You can't do... What, can you do that? Like, hey, I just bought this fucking steak, but I found it cheaper here, so yeah. I'm going to take... No, you can't do that. You wore the fucking shoes. I mean, come on. He's lucky he didn't get killed for him, mm-hmm. too, because that happens. That's on our fatality list.
Yep.
Let's see, 6 or 7 choices. The choice that she, the employee, chose was the very last choice. You know, they always are, aren't they? That is so sad, the world we live in. I really don't doubt that this is the first time it happened. Really? Why would you go there then? Come on. I'm sure it's happened before, but this is probably the first time that somebody noticed their receipt and came back and asked about it. The Slaters said they're waiting for answers. Like, what else do you want? Money?
That's pretty crazy, I guess, though.
Answers in the form of a settlement? I mean, what the fuck? Quote, to me, the appropriate thing to do is to terminate the employee because it's just inappropriate for that to be there. And then to have that deleted from their system.
You think?
They're like, but what if a nigger actually comes in and we need to use that choice? And now it's gone. Now what the fuck do we do?
You're going to have to do it manually.
You're going to... Oh, God. Oh, wow, dude. The Slaters also filed a complaint with mall security. Of course they did. Representative with the U.S. Department of Justice. Let's get them involved, please. They said that it will refer the case to the FBI. Please, let's get them involved.
Is it really that big of a fucking deal?
If Al Sharpton gets in on this, yes, it is.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It is all over at
oh,
that point.
Oh, man. You fucked up.
Because he knows he's a nigger.
You better
that's
call,
when it's over.
You better call Michael Richards and be like, dude, how did you make that right? Because I'm in some shit. They are knocking on my door. It's a mess. They refer the case to the FBI to investigate whether a civil rights violation has occurred. What do you think? Have their civil rights been violated? I think civil rights violation would have been them not selling them the shoes in the first place.
Right, that's terrible.
But see, then if they would have done that, they would have complained. So now you're fucked either way. It's like you sell them the shoes, they take them back because they found them cheaper elsewhere. If you're like, well, no, I'm not going to sell you these, you're fucked because they're going to be like, oh, you're a racist. You're not selling them to me because I'm black. Nah, nah, nah. And it's like, whatever, dude. Why even own a store nowadays, you know? You got to be so careful about what you do and who you do.
Because people just look for any excuse they can.
Right, anything. Like, they will fucking drop water on your floor, slip and fall, hurt mm-hmm. themselves physically.
And then blame you for it.
Just to get money yep. so they don't have to go to work.
Right.
In your store that you opened up.
And just to fuck you over.
And then you go and call them a nigger and you get in trouble for
right.
it.
Right. It's like, he is!
He did! Did you not just see that? Let's see. Store owner issues a statement. Here we go. Quote, while we are continuing to investigate this incident, it now appears that an employee in one of our stores entered highly inappropriate statements in a form used to process a merchandise return. Probably because the majority of people taking back items were that,
yeah.
you know?
I mean, it's not. He's not saying that because he's black. He's saying because that was a nigger thing to do.
I know.
I mean, you don't buy a pair of shoes and then bring them back because you found it, the same pair cheaper
like,
somewhere else. Just fucking keep those ones.
That's like when you give your buddy a drag of your cigarette and it comes back all wet. It's like, why did you just nigger lip that?
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing. Your buddy's white, obviously, but I mean, come on. Are you going to be like, oh, I'm going to lose sleep over that?
Yeah.
It's like, well, then get your own cigarettes, nigger. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. The employee...
Is this what Minor Detail was talking about?
I don't fucking know. Fuck them. Needless to say, such an act was not authorized by Journeys. Could you imagine if it was? They're like, yeah, we're sick of it too. Fuck, we're losing money on this shit. Mm-hmm. That we're done stocking Nikes, that's for sure.
Yep, and Gators.
And Gators. No more Gators. That was racist. This will not be tolerated. This employee has been terminated.
Terminated.
Quote, at Journeys, we pride ourselves on valuing and respecting every customer. Not white pride, not black pride, but just an overall pride. We are shocked and sickened. We physically vomited because of this. How much power does a word really have, though?
A lot if you let it.
But would it have that much power if the people wouldn't get so upset over it? Like, it's a word. Does it matter?
Yeah, just don't let it mean anything.
Who cares? If it... Oh, man. People are such pussies.
Yeah, words just don't mean
much. And if I'm being
much.
Racist to cats, then so be it. But quit being fucking pussies. I swear to God. Let's see. We pride ourselves because we're a bunch of pussies. We are shocked and sickened that a former associate could be responsible for an act so out of keeping with our culture and our values. Oh, yeah. We're so fucking perfect. We profoundly regret this incident. ... Please don't sue us. On Wednesday, community activist Alonzo Washington held a news conference to announce that he and his family will no longer shop at Journeys, and they are asking others to do the same. Journeys was quoted as saying, "So? I mean, you shop here and you take shit back. Like, we're not losing any money if you don't come here anymore."
Right.
Like, oh, please, don't do
probably
that.
Probably they'll make more money because their associates won't have to, A, sell them the product, then, B, return it to them.
Right, they're
and
like...
And get paid both times.
Now,
for nothing.
If all these black people stop coming into our store, we can have more white people come in. And the white people will actually spend money and keep it here, you know?
No, because white people make nigger moves all the time.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, like, the majority of them, they don't want to go in there because the store is filled with black people. And black people like making white people feel uncomfortable. That's
really?
Why.
Is that
yeah,
true?
They, you know they do.
That's
they walk
true.
Around.
All black people
they
do
like
that.
To intimidate white people.
I wouldn't
people.
Say
for
that.
Sure.
They all do that.
But then
I've never been around any black
I mean,
people
goes,
that do that.
It goes
though.
Both ways. Well, it's not so much here, but like in big cities.
No, anywhere I've been.
Where do you think that whole thing came from? Like, if you're a white dude walking down Brooklyn downtown at night, or
well,
Harlem,
it depends.
Like,
well, yeah, but
you
that's,
lost, boy. Like,
but
no?
That's the wrong kind.
Looking
of,
for my niggas.
But that's
you selling
like
weed, nigga.
But that's like the ghetto. Like, that's the kind of black people we want to stay away from.
Is it the ghetto because they make it a ghetto?
I don't know.
Like, you guys live here. Clean up your shit. No,
maybe
I don't know. Fix your fucking cars. God. It's a tire. I mean, come on. Washington said his family is returning several shirts that were See, there he goes again. What the fuck? This is what started
they're
the
like,
incident in the first place. And now you're going to do it again.
They're like, we just like buy them. We wear them with the tags on them. And then we return them.
We just needed these shoes and these shirts because someone got married. And now right. We're taking it all back.
Yeah.
Wow. Washington said the store's apology to Slater was not enough. Of course it wasn't. Washington's wife, Dana, said she is concerned about a culture of race problems. Ooh. Quote, my kids are looking at this wondering why would a person do something like that? It's unfortunate that African Americans still have to go through these experiences today because, unfortunately, not everyone has arrived at the point where we should treat each other fairly, she said. That is amazing. Wow.
I'm done with this.
That's it for that story. Okay. We need to treat everybody equally. You can either all be niggers or nobody can be niggers.
Right.
And that's the end of it. That's it. So what do you want?
Do you
want
to
use the word or do you not want to use the word? You got to pick. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us?
This one's called Former Care Workers and Masturbation Claim. Yes.
Wait, what? Why'd you kind of say that? Are you ashamed of this story?
Not at all. It's pretty
it
funny.
It just makes him smile so hard he can't talk.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you...
I'm trying to say it with a serious tone, but...
Because this is a serious news outlet.
No, it's just a hard...
Line, October 22nd.
It's just a hard title to say without laughing through
go
it.
Again.
That is a headline.
Yeah.
Go again. I didn't hear you.
Whatever. You heard me. A group of former Nelson support workers has sparked official complaints and investigations after alleging they were ordered to help intellectually impaired people or retards in their care to masturbate.
Or retard.
Well, they just say retard.
For those of you in the know.
Right.
In the no-no, in this case. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
hey, mentally handicapped people.
Are you guys hiring?
People?
As a matter of fact, we are.
Yes.
Well, what are you hiring for? Well, we have an opening in our, what would you even call that?
Yeah, what is that job title
our
called?
Our masturbatory retard section? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Have you ever jacked off a retard? I'm just going to cut to the chase. It's a little box that says yes or no. Just go ahead and take that home, fill it out, and mail it in.
Right. Well, that depends. Is it any different than jacking off yourself or another person?
Are you retarded?
Yeah, but like, is jacking off someone who's retarded any different than jacking off someone who isn't?
Well, I don't know.
Does that make it any more difficult?
Yeah, I think so, because...
Because a lot less people, I think, have experienced jacking
off retards.
Well, no,
I'm just saying the safety of the person that is doing the jacking, because the retards have retard strength, and you don't know what'll set them off.
Right. You might, if you know what I mean.
You might use too much teeth, you might grab it the wrong way, and all of a sudden you get a right hook from Mike Tyson, you're fucking on the ground done, and he's over there going,
fucking your face while you're on the floor.
Oh my god, could you imagine getting your face fucked by a monstrous retard? Now let me show you.
We better ask Marcus.
Oh man, we need to bring him back on the show and save this for him.
Definitely. Wow. The company which employed the six women.
My mom is so proud of me.
What?
You're everything I hoped you would be.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom.
That's weird.
I know, right?
You're everything most moms would hope you wouldn't be.
Burger says a retard would rip your dick off. Yeah. I think he's confused about who's doing the jacking and who's getting jacked off.
Right. The retard is the one getting jacked off.
Right.
Like, your dick stays in your pants.
Do retards' dicks look the same as normal dicks, or are they kind of all crooked and retarded looking?
Never seen one. I couldn't tell you.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
Yeah, you know how I know that? Because your eye twitches when you lie.
Really?
When you just said, I don't know, your eye totally twitched.
Okay.
See?
Yeah. But again, we need to ask Marcus, because he would know. He works with them.
Here, read the story. I'll call him.
Are you serious?
Continue, please.
Okay. The company which employed the six women, New Zealand Care, has denied the claims but confirmed it is investigating them. Five of the six women have resigned since May, largely because of disgust at the orders they said they were told they were obligated to follow. The group, which is considering laying a complaint, is it ringing?
Yeah, go
keep
nice.
Going.
Okay. Hey, Marcus.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the jam hole here with Matt, and we had a question for you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, so we came across a story about these people that their job is to actually jack off the retards. Are you familiar with that? Are you familiar with that?
Part of your question.
What?
I heard a couple words.
Okay, so you work with retards, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you ever have to jack them off?
No, I don't, and no, I wouldn't.
Is there somebody where you work that actually does that job?
No, they can take care of that themselves.
They do it themselves?
I'm losing you, but that's the answer is no. No, that's negative.
You're a retard.
Wow.
Okay, he wasn't very much help there.
No, he wasn't too into these
But
questions.
What he said, I don't know if that came across at all, is that they do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a class they go to? Because, I mean, they're not retarded because they're smart,
Maybe
right?
You're never too retarded to know how to jack yourself off.
Really?
I don't know.
That's why they had the people hired, so they could assist them in how to do it.
Well, in case they ever need an extra hand.
I could see teaching a class on it, but actually being hands-on, if you know? Like,
right.
I don't know. That'd be weird. That'd be really weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Sorry.
I don't even know
It wasn't very much help.
The group, which is considering laying a complaint with the Health and Disability Commissioner, met the Nelson Mail and Nelson MP Nick Smith and outlined what is described as a push by NZ Care to effectively make the workers prostitutes.
Well, because they're getting paid to jack off the retards?
I guess.
is that prostitution though? I could see if they were saying you have to let the retard.
They're getting
fuck
paid
you.
For sexual favors though.
Is that really though?
Well, I mean, you can pay a prostitute to jack you off or give you head or do whatever though.
That's dumb though. Why pay someone to do something you could just do yourself for free and probably a hell of a lot better?
Well, but they aren't paying them. The place that they work at's paying them.
Right.
To do
so
that.
That's not prostitution.
Well,
it's
they're
in
still
your job-
getting paid to do it.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, but being a prostitute, it's in your job description to fuck someone for money.
Do prostitutes have job descriptions, really?
Yeah. Like the list of things they'll do to you for money.
It's like a menu.
Pretty much. Well,
I'll take the full course. All
right.
Yeah,
right.
That's awesome. So, I'm just curious. If you worked at a place like that, and say they came up to you and they were like, we need you to go in this room and jack this guy off, would you do it?
No.
For $1,000, would you do it?
For $1,000?
Cash, cold hard cash, tax free.
To jack someone off?
To jack off, not just anybody,
but
a retard. To jack off a retard, $1,000, cash.
It would depend on how bad
no,
I need
yes
money.
Or no.
It would depend on
it
how
doesn't.
Bad it does.
No, you don't get to be like, well, can I see the retard first? No.
That doesn't matter.
You three doors, number 1, 2, and 3. $1,000, you have to jack off whatever's behind the door.
Right. I can't say I would
yes
for
or
1,000.
No.
I would for 5,000.
You would jack off a retard
for $5,000. For $5,000.
Marcus just texted me. He said, you caught me by surprise because I just got done doing that and didn't want to talk about it. Wow, dude.
He sounded kind of surprised. He's like, whoa, how did he know?
He's like, damn it, now I have to start all over again. Fuck.
Maybe the retard he was jacking off heard the conversation.
Oh, man. Don't
did you
call
hear in the
me
background, hey. Get back to work.
You're not done yet. Yeah. Oh, man.
You think it was Paul?
Oh, boy.
That's awesome. Okay. Chester says, aren't all you guys retards when being jacked off? Well, no.
Not until I come.
Yeah, then it's all, it gets
then
retarded. That's what that Black Eyed Peas song was talking
right.
about.
Let's get retarded
like,
in here.
Let's get retarded in here. It's like, hey, come here and let's get jacking off right now.
In here.
In here. Totally.
So, to be honest, the rest of the story is crap.
So, did they get in trouble?
It doesn't even say, really. Like.
Nice. All right. Well, is that it for that story, then?
Yes.
All right. How long are we in? Are there any raging clues?
No.
An hour and 20? All right. Let me do this one, and then we'll... There's
we'll
no
do...
clues?
No.
Where the fuck is 26?
No idea.
He's not even in the chat tonight, huh?
He's not even listening.
I bet he got grounded.
Oh. Internet taken away.
Hey, Burger and Paula, you guys are in here. Find a couple raging clues for us, if you could. This one is called San Francisco Ways Decriminalizing Prostitution. Proposition would forbid local authorities from going after sex workers. And like I said, this comes out of San Francisco. In this live and let live town where medical marijuana clubs do business next to grocery stores. And well, that makes sense. You get your weed, you get your munchies, and
right.
you go home.
All in the same place. It's just convenient.
Yeah, prostitutes, weed, grocery store, liquor store, probably.
Right. Now you just need a place to get blow.
Blow the prostitute.
But does she sell blow as well?
Have you ever met one that hasn't?
Well, I've never met a hooker.
Really?
Yes.
Man. Wow, dude. No Oingo
Boingo.
I'm
not
Boingo,
very cultured.
And you aren't. Have you lived here your whole life?
No, I was born in Washington. I've been a lot of places, but...
Not a lot of places with hookers, apparently.
No, I've just never gone any place and then gotten a hook.
Well,
a hooker.
You don't have to pay for it to meet one. I mean, they're
well,
people.
No.
Hey, hookers are people, too.
Okay, I guess I haven't gone anywhere with anyone who's gotten a hooker, either.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
That's a lie. Your eye twitched again.
Whatever.
Let's see. An annual fair celebrates sadomasochism. Prostitutes could soon walk the streets without fear of arrest. San Francisco would become the first major U.S. city to decriminalize prostitution if voters next month approve Proposition K, a measure that forbids local authorities from investigating, arresting, or prosecuting anyone for selling sex. And so this is just at a city level. What about the state laws that say prostitution's illegal? Like, it's like the same thing with the weed laws. State to state, mm-hmm. they get to choose.
Yeah.
But federally, it's still illegal. Yeah. So is it like the same thing?
Possibly.
The ballot question technically would not legalize prostitution since state law still prohibits it. Okay. But the measure would eliminate the power of local law enforcement officials to go after prostitutes. That sucks, because you know a lot of those guys are like, hey, if you do this, I won't arrest you.
Right.
That's going to put a... I would not be surprised if San Francisco's divorce rate goes way up after this. proponents say the measure will free up $11 million the police spend each year arresting prostitutes and allow them to form collectives. How do you spend money arresting prostitutes?
Well, does it cost money to keep them in jail? Or
it costs money if you get a blowjob or sex and stuff, but like, you're arresting them. Doesn't that come with a fine that they have to pay
right.
you?
Right. Doesn't that make you money?
It's like, you guys are doing this backwards. That's why you're losing money.
Why are you giving them money when you arrest them?
Right. They're whores. They're not real people.
No.
Wow.
They're
guys.
Just like homeless.
They're
people.
Like, no, but the cocaine costs money. So
oh, right. And you got to get the cocaine to get the hooker.
Right. Okay. Quote, it will allow workers to organize for our rights and for our safety, said Patricia West, 22, some whore, who said she has been selling sex for about a year by placing ads on the internet. God bless the internet.
Craigslist, please.
Yes. That's the Craigslist we should have been reading. Yeah. San Francisco.
Yeah.
That is an effed up place.
I keep telling you, we need to read Florida, too.
Not a lot of shit. Florida's all
really,
old people.
Really, did you look?
Yeah, because they're all in jail from the stories we read.
Right.
In San Francisco, there's a lot of like other fucked up shit that's still technically legal.
Yeah,
that's
they get
amazing.
Away with.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. She moved to San Francisco in May from Texas to work on Proposition K. You moved all the way to Frisco to be a whore? It's like,
nice.
You couldn't be a whore in Texas?
Well, not legally.
It's a big state. But you couldn't make a proposition in Texas? Do they not allow that there?
I don't know.
Not as open as Frisco, maybe?
Yeah.
Even in tolerant San Francisco, where the Sadomasochism Fair draws more than 400,000 tourists, and a pornographic video company is housed in a former armory. That's weird. You, like, get this fucking armory and you film porn in it? Like, torture shit or something?
It's weird.
Yeah. The measure faces an uphill battle with much of the political establishment opposing it, except for Barack Obama. He's for it.
Yeah.
Some form of prostitution is already legal in two states. Brothels are allowed in rural counties in Nevada, and Rhode Island permits the sale of sex behind closed doors between consulting adults, but it prohibits street prostitution and brothels. Is that what Paulo does?
What?
Prostitution? He's from Rhode Island, isn't it?
Yeah. But what's that have to do with prostitution?
Well, that it's okay there in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
behind closed doors, between consulting adults. Consulting?
You mean consenting?
Well, right, but it says consulting.
Right, but
like,
they
we
mean
have to, I have to go consult my
They have the consultation.
Yeah, the initial consultation. At the bottom it says for entertainment purposes only. In 2004, almost two-thirds of voters in nearby Berkeley rejected decriminalization, but proponents of Proposition K say their proposal has a better shot in Frisco, which they believe is more sexually liberal than the city across the bay. Because Frisco is full of queers, and queers are down for whatever.
Right.
Prostitutes or what, you know, it doesn't matter. That makes sense. We should, that would, that's where, oh man, Dee and Lance live down there.
They
the
must,
guys from Sick and Wrong.
Must have a blast.
The first show that they do after that, it's going to be filled with just whores and all that shit. Granted, it'll be male whores. But
and Dee's brother is gay and Lance is also gay. So.
Yes, that's amazing.
It's weird how that works.
So yeah, that's about it for that story. That does kind of seem weird though that it's gonna, you're pushing for legalization of prostitution, yet you know, sex, you're buying sex and stuff, but then you smoke some weed and you get arrested in most places still.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, in most places, prostitution is still illegal, but it just seems weird that you're focusing on that. Like, is prostitution gonna make your community better? Like, I mean,
I don't know.
Granted, it'll make more jobs and stuff.
Well, it sounds like the only reason they're considering making it legal is because they're losing money for some reason.
Because the cops are dumb and they're paying the whores instead of taking
from
them.
Exactly, yeah.
See, if the cops would be pimps, they would make money double time. and then that would be problem solved. So are there any raging clues?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's do a little blotter because it's Wednesday, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Blotter, something we do every Wednesday. This is the little local shit that happens around here, the dumb shit people call the cops for. You got yours there?
Yep.
All right. 7:15 a.m., an excavator was damaged at a farm-to-market road work site.
Bummer.
Like, how do you damage that shit? It's an excavator. What the fuck?
What are you doing to it?
Fucking it up, dude. Holy shit.
2:26 p.m., a 17-year-old male who tried to surf on the hood of a car in Columbia Falls High School parking lot fell off and was hit by a passing car.
Yes!
Afterward, he was conscious and alert, but still taken to the hospital.
Wow. Car, that's that shit that was on YouTube, and I think we did a story about that a while
ago.
We
did.
About this girl just got her license.
Yep, and her friend
like,
was car
sick. Oh, my God, I don't know why she would do that.
And then she fell off and got
then
ran
got
over.
Ran over twice.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. 8:18 a.m., someone lost a bicycle and a tool chest on a river road. All right. It looked like the items had fallen out of a pickup bed. That is... too bad.
The things that they call in to report.
That's so great.
4:20 p.m. Someone's brother may have been on drugs. He wouldn't leave a Kalispell trailer court.
Wow. Was that you? Everyone's brother at the Kalispell trailer court is on drugs.
Yeah.
Like, no big deal here.
And they called at 4:20.
Right. They're like, hey, check this out. Ha ha ha.
This is going to be funny.
And then they did it, and they were like, wow, that wasn't really that funny. 9:03 a.m., a black puppy did not have adequate shelter. Mm. They never do. Mm. Why do you have to say it like that, though?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it just be a puppy?
Yeah.
Why,
why do you have to specify?
Why do you have to say it's a black puppy? That's racist. God. Flat Beacon is
People
racist.
People call us racist.
I know, dude. Shit. It's because we throw around the N-word. I mean... who doesn't?
That's harmless.
You say a black puppy, that's just mean.
Yeah. Don't have to call him out on it. 7:11 p.m. A woman said she was being harassed on MySpace.
In the Valley? I didn't think that happened here yet.
Yeah, it happens everywhere, I'm sure.
Well, it happened to that one listener of ours, I guess. Does harassing count like when they're hacking into your MySpace and changing your picture from the top down MySpace angle because you're fat so you want your boobs to look good?
Right.
Because
that's
dick
the only
and
thing
balls.
That looks good.
Right. And then they change it to dick and balls. That's harassment. Have you ever done that?
Nope.
It's nice.
It's nice.
11:04 a.m. Someone found a gun, so they turned it in. Who cares?
Keep that shit. It's a free gun.
Was it loaded? Come on.
2:11 p.m. A bicycle was found on a bike path.
No!
Whoa!
No! On a bike path.
Yeah.
A bicycle.
Yeah.
With someone riding it.
Maybe.
Oh my fucking God. What is this world coming to?
I don't
Black
know.
Puppies not having
Hello,
enough 911? Shelter?
Yeah, there's someone on the bike path. I think he's riding a bicycle.
No, we'll send a unit right over.
Yes.
And there's a black puppy. Just want to throw that out there.
Right. He doesn't have adequate shelter.
And I found this gun. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just going
to report. Wow, guys. We have to live with these people. That is so amazing. 3:22 p.m. A bicyclist had a nosebleed after they were hit by a car near a sandwich shop in Evergreen. You should have stuck to
so
the bike
they left
path.
Their bike on the bike
Wait,
path.
Yeah, was that his bike that they
in.
Found?
Was the car on the bike path then?
Maybe. Was the driver drunk?
Probably.
Well, this road is kind of narrow.
Why are all these metal posts in the middle of it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
God.
They were old.
3:41 p.m. Someone on Whitetail Lane and Whitefish. What?
Oh man!
Someone
hey,
on
it's
White-
pronounced carotid, dude.
Someone on Whitetail Lane and Whitefish watched their neighbor's dog kill a cat.
Were they cheering him on?
Go!
Yeah, woo! Fuck that.
Were they
cat.
Taking bets?
You hear that, kitty? Yeah. Oh, she's sleepy. Oh, nice. Wake her up, dude.
She was just laying there.
4:57 p.m. People shooting near a bridge were perfectly legal. They were on state land. We just want to make sure you guys know that.
That's letting you know.
Because we kept getting calls about it, so we got to, you know, clarify that. Right. It is okay.
Right.
They were shooting each other, but they were on state land, so that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, they were rednecks. God. No one cared.
Who cares?
5:49 p.m. Two sisters were fighting. One wanted the other to move out. Mom, though, said everything was fine.
Yes.
Of course she did.
Yeah, that was my MySpace boyfriend. Oh, man. 5:56 p.m. Dogs were allegedly killing chickens near Spring Prairie. Oh, man. I'm so done with this town.
Really?
I'm ready to move, I think.
Yeah?
I think so.
To where?
Amsterdam. Yeah,
it's quite
I got
move.
22 more years, dude. Save me. Help save my life. TheJamhole.com/donate. A million
help save
people.
Save the show.
A million
well.
People send us $1 each. That's all it takes.
Yep.
I think that would be enough to move.
I'm pretty sure that would be plenty.
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be enough to get our businesses started.
We'd do it in British pounds, though, of course.
Right.
Right.
That's only logical, I guess. 6:10 p.m. A belligerent man was making threats at a gas station in Evergreen. The problem with this disorderly individual is ongoing.
Always. Every day, this guy.
It's because he's always drunk.
Is he black?
What? That has nothing to do with it. I think he's just an alcoholic.
That, yeah, that probably
and a redneck.
Right. Can you be black and be a redneck?
I don't know. I've never seen a black redneck.
Really?
That'd be pretty tough.
That'd be pretty... If you see a black redneck, turn around and run.
You are in the wrong part of town.
Yeah.
Whatever town you live in, that is the wrong part.
Just move immediately.
Oh, 8:16 p.m. A Flathead County detention officer helped a motorist on Interstate 90 near Anaconda. Well, that was nice of him. Did they call the cops afterwards? They're like, hey, I'm missing my wallet. This guy just helped me, and
now it's gone.
Wow.
Cool.
8:49
p.m., a Barack Obama political sign was stolen from Meadowlark Drive Yard.
That's the trailer court.
Yep.
So, we were kind of thinking of doing this. I don't know if we're really gonna, because it's gonna take a lot of work.
And never the good ideas we have, we actually do.
Right, because they're so good, they take so much work.
Right.
But I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe you guys are bored, you could do this. So we were thinking, you go around town, you have a notebook, and you have a list, McCain, one column,
right.
Obama, the other column.
Right.
And you go around and you write down addresses of all the people that have McCain signs. You write down addresses of all the people that have Obama signs. And you go back at night and you switch all the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how pissed would people be when they woke up?
So pissed.
They're like, I'm not voting for that nigger. What the fuck? Like, that would start.
Super terrorist.
I know. That would start because people are so adamant about who
right.
they're voting for. And they're so behind it. Like, mm-hmm. if you switched it. That's
they'd be
like
so
fucking
pissed.
Their wife. Yeah, they would be so pissed.
And then you could even go one step further and put a bumper sticker on their car.
Oh, and just super glue that
shit. Just fucking tons.
Or like all over their windshield,
yeah.
but like facing in. So when
right.
they get in their car, it's like, vote for Obama.
Just
like,
cover it.
No!
Their heads would just explode.
Or you could take it even one step further than that and pretend like their neighbor did it and start just hard-ass fucking neighborhood feuds. Oh, my God.
People
and
would be getting shot right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because up here they all have guns and shit. Like, I was thinking, like, you wake up and you're starting, like, the McCoys and that other, the Hatfields, like, fucking moonshine wars and shit. I just thought that would be really awesome to do.
Well, now we can't do it because we said we were going to
Why?
On the show.
So?
I don't know.
It's not like
you talked about you tripping on mushrooms
show.
On the show. We haven't got arrested yet.
Yeah, but that's slightly different.
Why? Because that was fictional?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Your turn, actually.
I just read that
No, you
one.
Didn't. Did
yes.
you?
Yeah.
11:03 p.m. 11:03 p.m. One teenager received harassing phone calls from another teenager. Does that happen? Like, phone calls, though?
Like,
when you
it
just
does
do
now.
It on MySpace?
Yeah. Or text
like, hey,
message?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And then reply, no, fuck you. That's it. 911. Hey, this kid on MySpace told me to go fuck myself. We need you to send a cruiser down here right away.
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do about that? That's so great.
Nothing.
You see him at school and you kick their fucking ass. That's what
exactly.
you do.
Exactly.
Yes.
Problem
if that
solved.
Happened more often, this would happen less, I bet.
It's true. Quit being a pussy and go kick some ass.
What could be so harassing that you would call the cops, though?
I don't know.
Like, hey, I fucked your mom.
Probably nothing. They're just
no,
a
you
pussy.
Didn't. Click.
No, you didn't.
Like, redial. No, really. I fucked your mom. Ask her. Like, no, go in there right now. I'll hold. You go in there right now and you ask her.
Like when that
mom.
Kid was about to jump in front of your car and you stuck your head out. You're like, hey, I fucked your mom.
That was so mad.
That kid had to be like 11.
Yeah, he was pissed though. He was old enough to know what, hey, I fucked your mom means.
Yeah, because I'm sure plenty of guys have told him that.
Well, don't fucking do that then. These little punk-ass kids are like 10, 11 years old, think they're fucking tough shit because they wear baggy pants, mm-hmm. and they fucking like jump out in front of your car. Of
yeah, and then you run them over and kill them. How tough are you now?
I know. You're
now you're
very,
dead.
Now you're a speed bump. All right. Your turn.
11:56 p.m. Three people were seen walking through Heron Park.
That's bullshit. On the bike path, riding a bike.
Yeah.
For last one here, 4:42 a.m. A woman's kitchen was trashed because she has two kids and she has to raise them by herself.
Not
that
even.
Sucks.
This actually, it's almost worse.
She was having an affair and her boyfriend found out.
Oh,
so he
shit.
Trashed her kitchen.
Oh shit! There's a clue. Paulo,
a clue?
Paulo
oh,
posted a clue.
I knew it'd be Paulo.
A little late for that, but let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, Raging Clue, thejamhole.com/forums. You guys can all play along if you're members there. It's free to sign up. Go there right now and do it. Why the fuck not? What you do, you comb the internet for just a picture. Any picture, generally it's of a dick or balls or vagina.
Just really disgusting.
Right. If you don't know what kind of pictures to look, go through the past clues. They're always up there, assuming Image Check hasn't removed them and closed the account. But yeah, you find a picture, and then you give us a clue as to what that picture might be, and we have to guess what the picture is. That's Raging Clue. Yep. So, what is the clue?
This clue is too much pumping.
Oh my god, dude.
I don't
really?
Yeah.
Can I go with I dick know. And balls for 100?
Someone overflowing the gas tank in their car.
No,
oh, good one.
No, it can't even be. Unless,
why not?
Unless they're totally fucking throwing a curveball.
They
here.
Got it. It's eventually they got
too
it.
Much pumping. It's going to be a dude who had jerked off, but too hard, and he ripped his own dick off, and he's holding it, smiling for the camera. That's
no,
my guess.
No, you got to have this.
That's my guess.
All right, that's
what's
your guess?
Guess?
My guess is going to be.
No,
know,
it can't
the,
be that.
The pumper, you know, the
oh, like
penis
pump?
Larger.
Penis
I was
kind
of thinking
yeah.
that too.
Think
like
that.
He pumped it, and it's like all this fucking exploded yeah. or
just
something,
just bulbous and that's
or
awesome.
Like ripped or something.
So what's your know. Guess? A gas pump overflowing?
No, someone's gas tank overflowing.
Okay,
with gas too. Too
that's
much.
What,
yeah.
All right.
It's gonna be that one.
I don't think so, dude. Survey says. What is that?
It wants me to open it.
It's
I can't
a bitmap?
Yes.
Open in new tab. Right click, open in new tab. Holy technical difficulties, right, Braden?
Really?
Just open it with whatever.
Jesus.
Paulo, if you fuck my computer up, I swear to Christ.
Oh,
oh
my God!
Come on! Dick and balls. Who called it?
It's
who called that,
that
shit?
God.
Jesus Christ, Paulo.
Oh.
She's
Jesus.
Like, oh, I'll just go to my bookmarks and
yes,
pull up
like
the
that
first
was
thing
me.
There.
Right?
Jesus.
I'll just check my pictures folder on my computer.
Wow, guys. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is a great place to end the show.
He's like, here, honey, take
probably
a picture.
Forever. Jesus, Paulo. He's so proud
yeah,
of it,
yeah, way to
too.
Take
he's like
for the team,
he's
Paulo.
He's like, Braden, there's a clue. Braden, there's a clue. You have to see this quick. Jesus yeah. Christ, guys. Well, wow.
Well, now we know what Paulo's dick looks like.
Is that a self-portrait? Yeah. That's amazing. Did you paste that in the chat for... Burger to
I,
see.
I couldn't really paste it.
It was, oh,
I mean,
because it's a bit okay. Whatever. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for saving our Raging Clue game, Paulo.
I'll save Burger from that.
Yeah, that's
or
nice.
He can go to the forums and look himself.
You know he's doing. He's like, man, that was an awesome reaction.
Yeah,
I gotta,
that sounded hot.
I gotta see
that.
What you guys were oohing and aahing about. Oh. Wow, dude. All right, well, thank you guys so much for a wonderful episode 102. As per usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us, you have advice, anything like that, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. If you guys like the live shows and you want to know when they start, twitter.com/jamhole. We have myspace.com/jamholepodcast. New videos will be up probably at the end of the week on youtube.com/jamhole. Voting starts tomorrow, so don't forget that. We will remind you guys Friday. We'll have Matt back, and Matt's girlfriend said she will actually talk tomorrow or Friday, excuse me. So
if you guys want, pretty much tomorrow.
If you guys want to hear us embarrass the holy fucking shit out of her,
3 days a week,
right? Be sure, yeah, until you get a job. Be sure to tune in Friday. It'll probably be more towards 8 or 9 o'clock, but we'll see. Twitter.com/jamhole, so you know.
Should we just change it to 8 all the time?
We'll change it to whenever the fuck we hit record.
Yeah, but like, it'd be nice if we had a steady time.
I think
seven is not working.
It was for a while,
but now it's not. So maybe we should change it to 8.
Hey, that's why Twitter's there, man. That's all.
True.
We'll just say 7. If it's not, it's not. I don't care.
Just be waiting in the wings for that hour.
I know. Hey, it's better. The anticipation is the best part, because then when you hear the show, you're like, really? All that for that?
Yeah, that doesn't seem worth it.
Dick and balls? Come on. So, we'll talk to you guys Friday, probably around 8 o'clock, with Matt and his girlfriend. It's going to be great. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.